Show the tape. Put it on your website.
Put it on.
Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to You Made It Political. Thank you so much for joining me today. What a beautiful weekend we just had. Unbelievable weather. It was perfect. For those of you who live in my neck of the woods in upstate New York, you'll know that we were basking in the sun all weekend long. For some of us, we may have had just a little bit too much to drink, but hey, come on, man. That's what you do when the weather breaks and you finally get some time to enjoy a wonderful day out. We drank hard, we partied hard, and we celebrated my little boy's fourth birthday hard. It was beautiful from start to finish. And you know what? The whole thing was 100% maskless. Nobody wore a mask. I even told people, I was like, listen, come to my boy's party. We're not going to be wearing a mask. I'm sorry. I'm just not okay with the whole thing. I didn't want some people to be masked and others not to be masked and cause this whole little awkward situation between the parents and the kids. I'm just so done with the whole thing. It was a fun, maskless party, and the kids, you can see their smiling faces. We even had a magician come. He showed up and I said, bro, take off the mask. Like, this is not that kind of party. He couldn't have been happier. He was relieved and he said, thank God I don't have to do another one of these parties in a mask, because he was horrified that the children couldn't see his emotions and we couldn't see the children laughing because they were all masked up. I mean, the whole thing's horrible. I said, this is not going to be that kind of party. So no masks. So we had a great time. Parents had fun, lots of fun socializing and getting our little bit of a buzz on in this beautiful spring weather. It's finally here. Today we have a lot of good stuff to talk about. We've got Miami Beach. Something's going on in Miami. 1,000 arrests. 1,000 people were arrested down in spring break over the last week. Something's not right. Where's DeSantis? I don't know, but they were arrested for breaking curfew. I didn't even know this was even going on in Florida. I thought Florida was like open to all. We've got Trump's social media site coming soon, 2 to 3 months. Top advisor came online just yesterday and said, hey, Trump's coming back to social media sooner than y'all think. And it's going to be on his own platform. We are also going to talk about Monopoly, the next household classic to get canceled. The woke mob has finally got to Monopoly. We got a lot to talk about. Let's get into the show. So today we're going to start our lineup with something that's going down in Florida. I'm a little bit disturbed by this whole thing. I'm not sure what's going on exactly, but I thought Florida was a, you know, we're open to all, come on down. We're not going to give you guys hell for wearing masks. We don't have curfews. And then I see this morning, Miami Beach spring break arrests top 1,000. And I'm like, what? I didn't even know there was an issue down there. I thought it was like a free for all in Florida. I thought DeSantis kind of had the whole thing under control. So I was really confused to see that the spring break arrest total in Miami Beach now surpassed 1,000 following days of unrest. Why? Why are people getting arrested left, right, and center down in Florida? With many people coming from out of town, obviously, like I thought that's where we go for freedom. I thought Florida and a couple other states in America were the only free states left in the country to go hang out. Apparently not. Apparently now, if you hang out past 10 o'clock, you get arrested. Why you guys are going down to Florida if you can't even enjoy spring break is beyond me. I mean, you're spending all this money to go down to what I thought was a free state, and now people are getting thrown in the back of a cop car for breaking curfew? The whole thing doesn't make sense. So these people have been down there engaging in lawlessness and anything goes party attitude. I mean, yeah, that's why you go down to Florida. For those of you who went to Florida on spring break, it pretty much is a free-for-all. Anything goes. Now, I understand we got coronavirus going on, but give me a break. Getting arrested for breaking curfew? Let's see exactly what's going on. We'll head over to the article and see exactly why people are getting busted down in Florida. Remember, Florida, no mask mandate, none at all. COVID vaccinations totally under control. I thought this is where people go now to hang out. I thought freedom reigns in a state like Florida. So Miami Beach spring break arrest top 1,000. So why? What's going on down there? Spring break arrests have top 1,000 with many people coming from out of state to engage in lawlessness. I doubt they're coming down to engage in lawlessness. Okay. They're coming down to have a few drinks, to go out, party at the nightclubs. It's expected. That's why you go down to spring break. I really don't think anybody was trying to engage in lawlessness. So there's a whole lot of blah, 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 blah. However, more photos continue to emerge of law enforcement making arrests in Miami Beach. Fox News has reached out to the city's police department for further comment, saying, hey, what's going on? Does Governor DeSantis know about this? So here's some things that people are arrested for down in Miami. This guy here, he's arrested while out a few hours past curfew in Miami Beach. I mean, I had more freedom and flexibility in college than I do now as a grown adult. I mean, take me back to college, because I was able to go out, have fun, run around town at all hours of the night, and nobody paid attention to me. And I was only 20 years old then. I could get away with a fake ID more than I could as a 40-year-old. This is how out of control the situation's getting. So we now have people down in Florida being arrested for hanging out past curfew. I mean, look at this. This is disgusting. And I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm not really too impressed with our law enforcement right now. And I am a big fan of Back the Blue. I always have been. But they're doing some things lately that's starting to annoy me just a little bit. And I'm not really into what's the fact that they're not really living up to defending the constitutional oath that they took. Because this is getting a little bit draconian now with the fact that they're actually now wasting time going out and arresting people for doing things like breaking curfew. We'll get into something else that they're doing that I'm really not happy about, and it's going to disgust you guys. So Miami Beach police said more than 1,000 people have been arrested this spring break season with about 80 gun seizures. Okay, obviously, I mean, you don't really want to have people running around guns. I doubt the two are correlated. I like how they threw that in, but I don't really think the two are correlated. More than half of the arrests were from out of state. Naturally, a lot of people are going down to spring break, adding many coming to engage in lawlessness and an anything goes party attitude. Well, yeah, again, that's why you go down to Florida. He also said the crowds weren't eating at restaurants or patronizing businesses to help generate badly needed tourism dollars, but merely congregating by thousands in the street. You can't see, here's the problem. They're dictating what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Come to Florida. See, look how hypocritical this is. Come to Florida, but you got to go eat in the restaurants. If you guys go eat and spend money, we're cool with you hanging out and staying up late. But if you're just walking around in the streets with a let's party attitude, because that's what you do down in Florida, well, now look, you get arrested. See how insane this whole thing is? And people keep accusing me of exaggerating the situation when I call this country a communist country. When you tell people now how you're allowed to party, come down, support local tourism, but you got to do it this way. You got to be in a bar or restaurant. Nope, you can't be hanging out in the streets. I know it's spring break. I know that's what we've always done in the past for like decades now, but not anymore. Because we're allowed to lock you down, mask you up, and the Biden administration now is allowed to tell you what to do and how to live your life. So Miami decides to jump on that bandwagon. And they, too, are now having a piece of their communist dictatorship run of the mill. So crowds defiantly gather in the street while a speaker blasts music. So now people aren't allowed to play loud music. In a Miami Beach, Florida, on Sunday, an 8 p.m. curfew has been extended in Miami Beach after law enforcement worked to contain unruly crowds of spring break tourists. What were they doing that was so unruly down there? Because I haven't really heard of things getting too out of control, but now people aren't allowed to congregate in the streets. So the crowds, which have been fighting in the streets, destroying restaurant property, and refusing to wear masks during the coronavirus pandemic. Have they really been destroying restaurant property? Is that really the real reason? Or were they not wearing masks? So now the Miami Beach Authority feels the need to start throwing in things like, well, they were also destroying property. And they were fighting in the streets. Really? Fighting in the streets? When Black Lives Matter was burning down entire cities, you didn't slap a curfew on them. Now we got a few punch-ups in Miami, and we got to throw an 8 p.m. curfew on the situation? I mean, let's be honest. This is almost as severe as the insurrection curfew that was thrown out in Washington, D.C. when a few extremists started raiding the Capitol building. So now we have a few people throwing punches in the street, and we're now giving them the same sort of curfews that we gave those causing an insurrection. Yet Black Lives Matter never really had any curfew, and they were burning down cities, buildings, beating the hell out of people in the streets. I mean, they were literally shooting and killing people in the streets. No curfew, no National Guard, nothing. But a few people here in Florida, they throw a punch up. Oh, now all hell breaks loose. That's it. Shut the city. 8 p.m. curfew. We're done. Cancel spring break. It's like, what the hell is going on here? And this is in Florida. Now, I have a sneaky suspicion that Governor DeSantis is not really okay with this. So I'm going to wait and reserve my opinions on the situation until we hear from Governor DeSantis. Because the fact that Fox News is talking about leads me to believe that DeSantis is probably not okay with the situation. And I'm sure he's having words right now with the mayor of Miami Beach, with the authorities and the law enforcement agents in Miami Beach saying, hey, what's going on here? Okay, because there is no mask mandate. So if there's no mask mandate in Florida, how are people getting arrested for masks? This is where we've gotten to as a country right now, where nobody cares what the local mandates are. Well, let me correct myself. Anybody who cares or doesn't care about wearing a mask still has to follow it. So if you don't care about wearing a mask and you're caught not wearing a mask, oh, you're getting fined. And if there's no mask mandate, so now there's not a mask mandate. Great, I get to take the mask off. Oh, but you better believe if you care about wearing a mask, you're going to continue to enforce it. That's the insanity that we live in right now. That it doesn't matter what states have lifted up mandates. The people decided to be little mask Nazis. These businesses have taken it upon themselves to be mask Nazis. Which means that even though you legally do not need to wear a mask in public, you've got now the people taking over and saying, well, I don't really care what the government thinks in places like Florida, Texas. I still demand that people around me wear a mask. And if they don't, I'm going to raise hell and call the police, and I'm going to come up with something else that could get them arrested because I don't like the fact that they're not wearing a mask. Even though there's no mask mandate. So the whole thing is so insane. And we're losing the mask battle because of it. And even in a state like Florida, where you don't even have to wear a mask, people are still getting arrested for wearing masks. So the crowds have been fighting in the streets, which happens on spring break. When's the last time any of you heard of a curfew being put into effect because there was some fighting in the streets? Have you guys ever heard of that? In all my years of going down to Florida, or at least in college, high school, of going down to Florida for spring break, I never once heard of a government or the local authorities slapping a curfew because of a couple fights. And I saw a lot of fights back in my day. So I love this. We couldn't go on any longer, Clements said during a meeting Sunday with city officials defending the curfew. I think it was the right decision. I haven't seen nationwide news cover this. They're getting arrested for refusing to wear masks during the coronavirus pandemic in a state that doesn't require masks. So I'm really not sure what's going on here and why the situation is now so out of control down in Florida. And remember, they're letting you go down there and you're allowed to go and give your money to local businesses. But if you're just caught hanging out in the streets, oh, no, that's not good enough. You need to be spending money inside the local businesses. But just partying out in the streets or the beaches even, which has been totally fine for decades, is now against the rules. Now you need to be spending money to be maskless inside bars and restaurants. But if you're out in the streets hanging out, partying, doing your spring break thing without a mask on, nope, arrested. 1,000 people have now been arrested in Florida for not wearing a mask. Let's over to the Keyboard Warrior Cam and see what the American people have to say about the insanity and the BS excuses that the law enforcement officers are using down in Florida to bust people now for things like not wearing a mask. Jack says, shame on them for taking advantage of the situation when they could have been grateful and respected their host's generosity. So Jack is clearly shaming the people who are down partying for spring break. I mean, Jack, unless you've lived under a freaking rock, this is what people do down in Florida. If anything, it should be the other way around. Florida should be grateful that people want to come down there and spend their hard-earned money on their local businesses. So, Jack, it's the other way around, buddy. Florida should be grateful that people even want to go down there. And the last I knew, Florida was a free state. Governor DeSantis has made his point very clear. He wants people to go down there and not have to worry about being locked up or masked up. If you want to wear a mask, great. If you don't, that's fine. So I'm sure Governor DeSantis is not too happy with what's going on in Miami right now. Ken says, you can't expect to keep people penned up forever. The government doesn't give us freedoms. It only takes them away. This is very sad that this is happening down in Florida. I really thought Florida was a red state that was going to allow freedom, that was going to allow us to go down there and just not have to worry about the deep blue draconian measures that we all face up in the northern states or over in California. These deep blue liberal states that have got us locked down, that have destroyed our lives, ruined our jobs. So I was hoping we wouldn't see this kind of behavior down in Florida. And here we are. Terry says, we're arresting spring breakers and allowing illegal immigrants to cross our border. Do you see how insane this is? Terry's absolutely right. We're arresting people. We're hanging out in the streets without a mask, but we're giving illegal immigrants a free pass and 100% access to the United States of America. And we're not sending them away when they do get busted. If anything, we're helping them push their paperwork through quicker so they can come in on a free ticket. Randy says, why did they let them burn and looting murder like Black Lives Matter in Minneapolis? Yeah. How come we're arresting people for not wearing masks, yet we had no problem letting people burn and loot and murder like in Minneapolis? So it's very interesting to see what people get arrested for these days. I can't even keep up with these new mandates that a lot of people have mistaken for laws. Michelle says the mayor didn't have an effective plan to handle spring breakers, and now taxpayers end up paying for his ineptitude. What do you mean he didn't have a plan? How could the mayor not have a plan? It's guys, listen. People have been going down to Florida forever. If all of a sudden the entire country starts coming to my little town in upstate New York, okay, fair enough. The mayor didn't have a plan how to suddenly handle 200,000 people coming in for a party for a week. That I can swallow. But trying to tell me that the mayor didn't have a plan to tackle spring break in Miami, Florida, where we all know the entire country goes to on a yearly basis, is BS. The mayor knows exactly how to handle spring break. Something's going on down there that we're not too well aware of. And I'd like to know exactly why all of a sudden things are so out of control in Miami. Because according to reporters, Miami Beach police have been arriving on the scene to disperse a crowd that formed near 7th Street in Alton Road after crowds were sent away from Ocean Drive. Okay, it's like crowds are forming. Quick, let's bust these crowds up. What do you mean bust these crowds up? They're down there for spring break. Nobody said you can't come down to have a fun time. Naturally, tourists are pissed. They're like, dude, we've spent a ton of money. We're down here. You guys are now arresting us for not wearing masks, but telling us it's okay to go inside local bars and restaurants and spend money. But the second one, we want to take our party to the beach or to the streets, we're not allowed to. So the whole thing is total and utter nonsense. Let's head over to Trump County. We got some awesome stuff going on in Trump's neck of the woods. We are seeing and hearing that President Trump is now returning to social media. In 2 to 3 months, Fox News, I saw Fox News report the story. We now have the article up on our own platform. Guys, just so you know, head over to YouMadeItPolitical.com. We've got breaking news stories. We've got all of our live shows uploaded to YouMadeItPolitical.com every single day. We also put mini watch clips up on there as well. So if you have friends or family that don't have Facebook, if they're not on social media, social media isn't their thing, send them over to YouMadeItPolitical.com. We've got all of our live shows up on our own site. You can get access to every single show. We're also all over your favorite podcast platforms. So Amazon Music, iTunes, TuneIn, Spotify. They can check all the live shows out there as well. So if there's something you really want them to see that we cover on the show, send them over to our website. We'll have all the live shows uploaded for you guys to see. So Trump is returning to social media in 2 to 3 months. Phenomenal news. I always knew when Trump got kicked off of Twitter, I knew the first thing he was going to do was build his own platform. And I loved all the haters. The haters like, oh, Trump's, you think he's going to be able to ever build his own platform? He can't even blah, 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 blah. I mean, listen, Trump, the reason Trump's going to build his own platform is because investors, like never before, are going to throw millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars at Trump so he can start whatever business model he wants. Conservatives, patriots, Republicans, we're pissed. Jack Dorsey from Twitter pissed us off and woke a sleeping giant when he kicked Trump off that platform. And I knew the second that Trump did that, that he was going to come back guns blazing with his own platform one day. Because if there's anybody who can go up against Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and big tech, it's Trump. I mean, look what the guy's accomplished over the last few years. If he wants to rally an army of supporters, he will. If he wants to raise $1 billion to create his own social media platform, he will. He did raise $2 billion after all for his campaign. $2 billion. So the guy knows how to raise money. So Trump now is coming back on the scene with his own social media platform. We always knew he was gonna. I knew there was no way you're gonna silence Trump. So former President Trump, he'll be back on social media. So who told us this? How do we know this is happening? Well, top advisors have come out and said it. One of his top advisors, Jason Miller, says, I do think that we're going to see President Trump returning to social media. So right here, you know what's coming. Okay? You don't say, I do think, if there's nothing in the works. I mean, let's be honest. You don't just throw up a social media platform in 5 seconds. Trump's coming back. And this takes a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of thought. So for his top advisors to say he thinks Trump's going to be back within 2 to 3 months means they're in the very late stages of building something out. I mean, you need to have a lot of infrastructure goes into this, which means to me, or leads me to believe, they started this months ago. And I wouldn't be surprised if Trump immediately got on this the week that he was kicked off all of those social media platforms. So it's great to see a patriot now building a platform. It's great to see that they're nearly there. Jason Miller says, I do think that we're going to see President Trump returning to social media in probably about 2 or 3 months here with his own platform. Trump senior advisor Jason Miller told Fox News Media Buzz on Sunday. So just on Sunday, yesterday, Jason Miller tells Fox News on Media Buzz that he expects them to be back on social media on his own platform within 2 to 3 months. And this is something that I think will be the hottest ticket in social media. So they're selling it. They're pushing this thing hard. It's going to be the hottest ticket in social media. And everybody is going to be waiting and watching to see what exactly President Trump does. Miller says he was unable to provide much more in terms of details at this point, but did reveal that Trump has been having high-powered meetings at Mar-a-Lago with various teams regarding the venture, and that numerous companies have approached Trump. This new platform is going to be big, Miller says, predicting that Trump will draw tens of millions of people. So this is great news. This is not just Trump running his mouth saying, I'm going to come back and I'm going to build my own social media platform. To be honest, guys, I never once even heard Trump talk about the fact that he might build his own social media platform. And I was always waiting to hear him say something of this nature, but he never did. And I thought, you know what? The fact that he's not talking about it leads me to believe that he probably wants to really build something and put this online and have it come out of nowhere. Because that's kind of when you do the most damage against your competitors. He doesn't want the media to trash this. He doesn't want regulators, especially on the left, to start working out how they could stop him. Because if you think about it, everything that Trump does, everything that he wants to come out and achieve, the left do everything in their power to cancel him. The woke mob will do everything in their power to shut this project down before it even takes off. So the less information out there, the better. But how realistic is it that he'll get something off the ground that can really compete against Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube? We know he has the support. He's got 74 million customers sit in the sidelines. I'll be one of the first people to sign up. And so will millions, tens of millions of people. So we don't even need to do a feasibility study to know that patriots in the tune of tens to millions are going to sign up for this platform. But what else do we need? It's not as simple as just buying a domain name, throwing it up on a server, and off you go. When you're talking about this kind of data, when you're talking about this many users, you need a solid platform. Parler had a solid platform to host their servers on. Amazon shut them down. So Trump's not going to be able to use Amazon servers. Are they building their own servers like Parler should have done? Probably the smart thing to do. So if anything, they learned a lot from what happened to Parler. You never know. Parler and Trump may have even partnered up to get something back online that they're going to call different now, though, that Trump has a fair stake in it. Or maybe it's Trump's own platform, 100% owned. So you need servers and you need a network, an infrastructure that's going to be so big that it's going to be able to handle all of these users. So I'll be very curious to see who he uses. Maybe they're building their own. It is easier to build your own server platform, and that's not hard. It's just something you need to put a lot of thought into. My only other question is, what apps are going to support it? Well, is it going to be on iPhone? Is it going to be on Android? Is it going to be on Google? The fact that Apple took them off leads me to believe that Apple probably won't host it. So you need your own operating system. You need your own servers, like Amazon. You need your own operating system, like Apple or Android. And you need your own payment processors. So those three components is what's really needed for a conservative social media platform to take off. And that requires a lot of money. But Trump can get it done. He raised $2 billion during his presidential election. So I have no doubt conservatives like myself and tens of millions of others around the country who are furious and pissed off that we were silenced would be happy to throw money at a social media platform owned and backed by Donald Trump. So I really don't think that that's going to be too much of a problem. And the fact that now we've seen that he's got, or that advisors are now claiming that Trump will be returning to social media in 2 to 3 months, leads me to believe that they're at the tail end of working something out. You know, Trump may have been working on this for a year. We don't know. We have no idea. As soon as he caught wind that he was going to get being kicked off these platforms eventually, he may have started getting the wheels in motion then. So I'll be very excited to see something come online. It'll be nice to finally not be held hostage by these left-wing social media big tech giants. It'll be nice to finally be able to go onto a platform and say what you want without being policed by the likes of Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, I have a lot of groups on Facebook. Groups are supposed to be a private forum where we can really speak our mind. You can't even do that anymore. I've got the Facebook moderators shutting down my members' posts left, right, and center. And I've looked at the posts that are being shut down. And there's not too much wrong with them at all. The only thing they're guilty of is speaking their mind and not holding back. There's no hate speech. There's no bullying. There's none of that. So when you hear people like Jack Dorsey or the CEO of Apple come online and say, well, we don't tolerate hate speech. Well, I've seen a lot of the hate speech that's been taken down. And there's not a hurtful bone in any of these people that are saying these things. There's not a hateful connotation whatsoever. And a lot of the comments that I'm literally reading and seeing being taken down. So it's funny what the left considered hate speech. Which brings me on my next topic. Monopoly being canceled. And now the police being able to arrest you for racism. America is far from a free country, and we're going to get into that when we get back. Stay tuned, guys. We'll see you in just a minute.
Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
So the latest round of cancel culture has finally hit Monopoly, a household classic that we all grew up loving. I mean, come on, Monopoly, it's like the best game in the world to play. It's where we all learn how to buy and sell property. It's where we fell in love with the real estate market. We learned a lot from this game. Well, the woke mob has finally got to Monopoly too. First, it was Dr. Seuss, Mr. Potato Head. Pretty much every household classic in America now is getting shut down left, right, and center. But Dr. Fauci gets a children's book written after him on how he handled the pandemic. People, the writing is on the wall. The indoctrination is at an all-time high of liberal insanity, and every single right-wing thought process keeps getting shut down, slammed shut, and it's criminal what they're doing. Dr. Fauci, just today, I found out, now gets a children's book named after him because it's his story of how he handled the pandemic. It is freaking ridiculous what we're canceling and what we are allowing. But Monopoly now? I mean, come on. This is getting out of hand now. Hasbro is now changing all 16 of Monopoly's community chess cards to remove outdated concepts. The company said the classic versions of the cards, which include prompts referencing beauty contests, we're now canceling Monopoly because community chess cards reference beauty contests and holiday funds. Out of control. Let's head over to the keyboard warrior cam and take a look at exactly what Monopoly, the household classic game, is up to. So Monopoly is getting long, this is what they're calling it. They're getting their long overdue socially conscious makeover. You know, I have a real problem with this, okay? And the reason I have a problem with this is because I don't believe Monopoly. Just like I didn't believe Dr. Seuss. I didn't believe for a second that Dr. Seuss or the authors or the publishers of Dr. Seuss, I didn't believe for a second that they woke up one day and said, you know what? Let's take a look at what six books are racist and let's discontinue them. I don't believe that happened. I think what happened was they knew the woke mob was coming for them. And I also think Monopoly knows the woke mob is coming for them. Because Dr. Seuss, in a lot of his books, there are a lot of books throughout the entire collection that have racist connotations to them. And it's not because Dr. Seuss was a racist, not at all. It's because he discussed history. He talked about what went on in the 1920s. I mean, these are how old these books are, 1920s. But they knew the mob was coming for him. They knew the woke mob was coming for Dr. Seuss, so they decided, you know what? We got to beat the mob at their own game. Let's find out which six books are our worst selling six books. And they said, we'll cancel those before the woke mob cancels our entire collection. So now, I think Monopoly is following the same game plan. They knew the woke mob was coming for them, and they said, you know what? Let's play the whole socially conscious makeover card, which is what they've clearly done here. And this is a long overdue, very much needed makeover to the game anyway. So let's just start. Let's figure out something so they don't totally destroy our company. So they don't cancel Hasbro in general. So Monopoly is getting a long overdue socially conscious makeover. What does that mean? Example? Exactly. Well, they are making over. What's the makeover they're getting? Monopoly is now going to redo 16 of their community chess cards. And this is hilarious what they're deciding to change it to. So Hasbro will change all 16 of Monopoly's community chess cards to remove outdated concepts. Interesting. What's outdated, I wondered about this whole thing. The company said the classic versions of the cards, which included prompts referencing beauty contests. So I guess beauty pageants are now considered outdated. Interesting. And holiday funds were long overdue for a refresh. Holiday funds? What part of holiday funds is outdated? So what I love is that they're now going to replace these cards with things like in-game actions such as rescuing a puppy. They're going to now include things like rescuing a puppy. Or shopping local among the options. Other cards would penalize players for forgetting to recycle or blasting music too late at night. What the hell is going on with America? Since when did America turn into the biggest bunch of wussies on planet Earth? Since when do we scold people, besides down in Miami, for blasting music too loud? This is now, I mean, the liberal indoctrination has gone too far. It's almost laughable. Hasbro asked the public to vote on potential replacements. First of all, who are we asking? Is this like a left-wing survey? Because I don't think a single Republican or a single conservative would have voted for crap like penalizing players for forgetting to recycle. Who are they asking? Liberal teachers right now? Are they asking the BLM community? Because who in their right mind would actually want Monopoly to change their community chest cards to things like penalizing players to forgetting to recycle or blasting music too late at night? Who in their right mind would want to see cards like rescuing a puppy or shopping local among the options? This is getting a bit crazy, folks. Coronavirus has turned this country into a bunch of liberal crybabies. And now we can't even have beauty contests or things like holiday funds included in the game. I'm surprised they haven't canceled the Park Ave space for being too wealthy, because we all know America is heading down a very socialist route. So I'm surprised they haven't redone the entire board and made every single property $100 to support equity and equality. Surprised they didn't just cancel the game altogether because it's competitive. And see, that's the issue that we face today. This is a very dangerous path that we're going down, this whole equality or this whole equity situation. I'm all for equality, but equity, give me a freaking break. Equity means nobody competes with each other. Equity means everybody gets first place. That's not how it works in real life, folks. You don't get first place for doing the same job that 30 other people did. That's not how it works. And I think now we're removing competitiveness from life, and we're setting up these kids for failure. And I've said it before on many shows that we're teaching garbage like taking a dog for a walk. I mean, that's what we reduced competition to, being rewarded for things like taking a dog for a walk. And we're now shaming each other for things like not recycling. I mean, this is propaganda. And I'm very surprised that Hasbro has not turned their back to this nonsense. So who really wants this? Because they're doing surveys, and enough people are saying this is the direction they want America to head in. Or are they only surveying a certain mindset? Because people like me and other conservatives, and I guess just people who haven't been brainwashed, which I would like to think are the majority of the country, think this is insanity. We think it's absolute BS and just ridiculous what they're doing to these board games. They're canceling Dr. Seuss in history, yet they're writing a children's book on Fauci and how he handled the pandemic. This looks like freaking North Korea, folks. I mean, this is literally what goes on in North. This is what goes on in China. If I walked into a Chinese bookstore in Shanghai, and I did live there for 10 years, I've seen it. This is the crap that you would see. You'd see Mao Zedong's cooking book. And the recipes would be whatever supported the Communist Party at the time. And you wouldn't see anything that didn't have to do with Chinese propaganda. And we're now starting to see it at the bookstores. All these household classics are getting canceled, yet we're now seeing books on how Cuomo handled the pandemic or the nursing homes here in New York State. We're seeing him get Emmy Awards. We're seeing people like Dr. Fauci get a children's book written about how well he handled the pandemic. This isn't free market. This is propaganda. And we've seen it in the schools now. We've seen the indoctrination by the liberal left and how they're now forcing racism to be discussed in school. They're ramming it down our children's throats, overdoing it, I believe, to now canceling culture, canceling board games, canceling children books, and now rewriting all of this with children's books about Fauci and books about Cuomo and Emmy Awards going to the government officials. And this is all being done to distract us from the bigger picture, the border crisis, which is happening and is more out of control than ever. But we're not allowed to talk about that. Hunter Biden's drug addictions, his issues with the laptop, children porn, child porn being found on Hunter's laptop. But we're not allowed to talk about that because it goes against the left's narrative. We're not allowed to talk about election fraud. Don't bring up election fraud. Don't bring up the vaccine because you'll get canceled. You'll get shut down. Your feeds will be cut. Your Facebook groups will be banished and removed if we talk about anything that goes against the left's narrative. And it's not slowing down. I thought, okay, Potato Head, whatever. It's a one-off. Nope. Dr. Seuss and every other piece of history. I thought when we were tearing down statues a year ago, I was hoping that would just be the end of it. But it continues today. Anything that doesn't go against right-wing conservative viewpoints gets canceled. Who's the group canceling this type of stuff? Why are we letting them have their voice? Why is the woke mob speaking on behalf of America? This is what's frustrating to so many of us. The teachers' union continue to keep the children out of school. Why are we letting the teachers' unions speak on behalf of America? Why are the parents' voices being silenced? Why are the children's voices being silenced? Why are we giving these small minority groups of people free rein on the direction we head as a country? Since when do we give this much power and this much control to such a minor group of people? It's very dangerous what's going on. And we're not being included in the conversation. We're not being included in any of the discussion. And that's the reason that we are all putting our foot down and now finally having the guts to start suing states that don't follow the Constitution, suing school districts that don't follow the Constitution. And the lawsuits are going to grow. And it's good to finally see that this is happening throughout the United States, not just in my backyard, but throughout the United States. If our Republican politicians aren't going to stand up to this mess, we'll just take the matters into our own hand. And we'll just start suing the shit out of every single organization that gets in our way and tries to derail the Constitution. Because at the end of the day, it's not up for debate. It was never up for discussion. Constitution is very clear, and I feel like that it's being violated amendment by amendment. But as soon as you say something about that on Facebook, you get canceled. Your posts get taken down. Anything that doesn't support the narrative is off limits on social media, at least. Let's over to the keyboard warrior cam and see what the American people have to say about the fact that Monopoly now is being canceled. And the insanity of the fact that as consumers, we're just supposed to go along with it. Bridget says, that's not what y'all are doing. Y'all are caving into cancel culture. It's blatantly obvious as the nose on your face. What other games are you gonna ruin? It would be wise to continue to sell the old games since there was absolutely nothing wrong with it from the beginning. And she's right. She's 100% right. This is not what they're doing. And it's just what I said. They know the mob's coming after them, just like Dr. Seuss. Why not keep the classic version alive and just sell a new updated version? Because that is not good enough for the woke mob. The woke mob won't tolerate that. So they're not deciding to do this on their own. They're being held hostage once again by the liberal left. And if they don't bow down to their needs, they're going to come after the entire brand. Stephanie says, this is one of the small things in our lives that hasn't changed. Please just hang on to this one classic game. We enjoy it so much. If you're going to change it, fine. But let us have the opportunity to still be able to purchase the classic one as well. The best of both worlds. At least I still have the classic one, you. So we know the mob's out to get them. Otherwise, they would have kept both online. They would have kept both versions for us to continue to buy. But see, that's not good enough. That's not good enough for the indoctrination camps that are taking America by storm. No, they want the classic version gone. They do not want beauty pageants now to be included on their community chess cards. And when the mob speaks, apparently we're supposed to just listen today. And these are multi-million dollar brands that they're now hijacking. So you better believe the influence with the woke mob is strong. And they're just going to take out everybody who doesn't fall in line. Chuck says, this is one of the dumbest things I have ever heard. It's a game that is classic, just like Dr. Seuss had classic books. And sure doesn't need to be changed. We should probably delete our total history and make this year 0001. You know, out of all the canceling that's going on, the one thing that they haven't been canceled and they've tried is the Pope. And the Pope put his foot down last week when once again gay marriage was trying to be pushed into the Catholic Church. The Pope put his foot down and said, nope, we are not doing it. It goes against everything that was very high, that was very clear and written in the Bible. You better believe they're going to try to cancel the Pope, and he better put his foot down, because you cannot change religion. You can't change what God said. You can't change the words in the Bible. So it'll be a nice test to see how far the cancel culture is going to be able to push. Pope Francis already came out, said, nope, not doing it. We have to stick what's in the Bible, despite that the times have changed, despite that more gay people are being married or getting married now, despite the states allowing it, the Catholic Church, because of the Bible, because of God, says no. So you better believe they're going to be coming after Pope Francis, and I hope he does not buckle. Because at the end of the day, if he buckles, what he's saying essentially is, we now get to decide what God meant in the first place. And that cannot happen. Just like we can't rewrite the Constitution and start forming our own opinions on what we think our founding fathers meant. Because we know what they meant. It's very black and white. It's written in the Constitution the same way as the Bible is written. and black and white, not to be messed with. Bruce says, socially conscious makeover? For crying out loud, it is a board game. Grow up and act like men and women. Stop caving to the cancel culture. Again, total bullshit. We know it wasn't a makeover. We know that if they didn't do it, they were gonna be canceled by this liberal left insanity that the world, for some reason, keeps bending over for. Sylvia says, bet they can change that card to get a governmental handout to pay the hospital bill, right? True. I even made a joke on my personal feed today. Someone says, I bet they cancel the get out of jail free card. I said, no, they'll change it to Kamala Harris bailed you out of jail for free card. That's what they're going to call it now. Because you're right. The insanity does to continue. And if anything, we're going to start to see the liberal indoctrination now written on community chess cards. Because that's propaganda for you, folks. That's exactly what we're going to see. I'm so happy I lived in a time of normality. Didn't even lock our doors at night. Everyone worked hard to get ahead and didn't have time to think about taking from anyone else. It's very sad what we're now going towards. And I did. I got to live in those good times too. Our children are royally and utterly screwed if we don't put our foot down and change this nonsense. So guys, thank you very much, everybody, who wished my little boy a happy birthday on Facebook today. The overwhelming support was awesome. We had a fun day. We had an awesome day out yesterday. It was 63 degrees. It felt like 90. We had the time of our lives, and we didn't wear masks. It was great. I took pictures of the kids, magic shows. Everybody was having the time of their life. I posted it, and you all wished Jaden a happy fourth birthday. Hundreds of comments came in. I was really overwhelmed by the support. Thank you guys so much to all of you who took time to post on my newsfeed. It was really, it meant a lot. And thank you so much for supporting the show. We're growing. We're up to about 12,000 followers between all of my different channels right now. So we're getting there. We're going to keep speaking out. We're going to keep defending our freedom, defending the Constitution and everything that we stand for as conservatives, and I couldn't do this show without all of your support. So the more you share it, the more you like it, the more you get out there, the more we will ultimately win. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you tomorrow, same time here at 3 p.m.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out youmadeitpolitical.com.